This Pro-Liberty podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. That's M-A-G-A, like Make America Great Again. Thank you for your support.
Mike Adams.
You know, it's like 700,000 people have been killed by SSRI drugs alone since the year 2000. It's unreal.
The Health Ranger Report.
The drug industry has declared war on humanity, and the prostitutes in Washington are just going right along with it. They don't give a damn.
It's time for the Health Ranger Report.
The Health Ranger Report.
And now from naturalnews.com, here's Mike Adams.
Everything that leftists say they oppose is what they have become themselves. It's really sick. You know, they say they're against intolerance. And then they have riots and threats of violence against college speakers that they don't like because they can't tolerate their speech. How do they think that they are tolerant when they can't tolerate anybody who disagrees with all of their fake narratives and delusions? And then they claim that they're against racism. So they call for No Whites Day on campus, or they have college professors that say that genocide against whites is a good thing in their point of view. How do they not know that they're racist when they're calling for white genocide, when they're calling for No Whites Day? How insane are they? You know, then they say they're all about supporting the planet because they want to destroy CO2, which they call a pollutant. And yet CO2 is what feeds plants. It's the molecule of life for plants. Every plant needs carbon dioxide. So if these liberals got their wish to destroy all CO2 and eliminate it from the atmosphere, they would collapse the entire botanical ecosystem. All forests would die. All trees would die. All rainforests would die. So they have become the destroyers of the climate, the leftists have, while they're saying that Republicans are destroying the planet. It's so insane. You know, they say they're against bigotry, and yet they are the bigots. They say they're against violence, and they want to stop people who own guns. And yet they go out and they crack people's skulls open and have them bleed all over the street by hitting them with heavy bike locks, or throwing Molotov cocktails, or M-80s, or just causing mass mayhem and chaos using other kinds of weapons. It's the leftists, the anti-gun leftists, that are the most violent. And it's the concealed carry gun holders that are peaceful and law-abiding and help keep people safe in society. So everything the left says it opposes is what the left has become. Everything. It's unreal. They can't tolerate anyone. They are total racists. They are total bigots. They are a danger to society. They have lost mental sanity. They are a danger to the planet. Their belief systems would destroy trees and green ecosystems and the environment. Their policies destroy Mother Nature. They are a threat to Mother Nature. And yet they say that they are protecting Mother Nature. They say they're tolerant. It's just unreal. So if the left needs examples of tolerance, you got to look to conservatives. Conservatives who, for the last 8 years under Obama, have tolerated all kinds of aggression and destruction that's destroying their culture, destroying their country, the wide open borders that's allowing an invasion of America from a culture that is anti-American. You know, conservatives have tolerated a lot, attempts to take away their Second Amendment rights, attempts to suppress their free speech. Conservatives in the independent media are now being suppressed and censored by everybody from Google to Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, other websites. All conservative speech is being censored and suppressed. If anybody is being oppressed in America, it's conservatives. If anybody is being discriminated against, it's conservatives. If anybody is being threatened with violence, it's white people. If anybody has any reason right now to stand up and demand equal rights, it's conservative speakers and white people who are under assault from all of this intimidation and bullying. It's as if the left says that, well, for so many years, African Americans were brutalized and discriminated against, which was true, that now they just want vengeance against modern-day white people who had nothing to do with the discrimination of the 1950s or, you know, through the whole 20th century. I mean, that's what's astonishing about all of this. You know, I look at myself, and I'm I fight for the rights of African Americans against the oppression of the medical industry and the vaccine experimentation done on black babies. I fight against the government's war on black people with the lead and the water supply in their low-income communities like Flint, Michigan. You know, I fight to uplift African Americans because, you know, look, my ancestors are from Africa just like yours are. We are all African American. So to me, African Americans are just my brothers and sisters. I've never seen someone of a different skin color as being a different person or somehow alien. I've never looked at it that way. I've always, even as a young child growing up in the Midwest, my parents always just made great examples of just lots of different, you know, friends and other children that I would play with who were different races and different cultures and different backgrounds. It was just normal to me to be multicultural. And I've always grown up as a tolerant person. I mean, my wife is a legal immigrant. My wife is Chinese, not from China, but from Taiwan. The free version, you know, the liberty version of China, that's Taiwan. They believe in freedom and democracy. So to see now that these young left-wing students, many of whom are African-American, preaching their hate and their violence toward people like me just because my skin is white, the only conclusion is they are the racists. They are the bigots. They are the intolerant ones. They are closed-minded. They are mentally ill. They are not qualified to participate in our modern society. And this is why you cannot vote for Democrats ever again. The Democrat Party has become the party of mental illness and terrorism. You've got these students seizing buildings on campus, and they're bullying the white professors and telling them that if they don't leave campus, they're going to be beaten. The left has become a terrorist organization, a mentally ill terrorist organization. And if you vote for Democrats, all you're doing is voting for more insanity from these leftists who are racist, intolerant bigots. They do not qualify to participate in a democracy because they don't honor the outcome of any election they don't win. They hate democracy. They hate people based on the color of their skin. I mean, what kind of idiots would call for a no whites day on campus? And that's what these left-wing students did at Evergreen College in Washington. They called for a no whites day, not even thinking, apparently, of how insanely racist it would be if they called for a no blacks day. Can you imagine the outrage if a bunch of white students got together and called for a no blacks day? Of course, that would be outrageous. Of course, that would be racist. That would be insane. And yet, when the white and black students on campus call for a no whites day, they think that's social justice. They think that is totally normal. They think that is just completely okay and acceptable because no one has stood up and told these leftists, hey, you are the morons. You are the racists. You are the terrorists. You are intolerant. You are twisted. And you need to be re-educated so that you can participate constructively in a tolerant society where you're going to meet people who don't kowtow to your intimidation and your bullying and your mental illness. Because that's what it ultimately has to come to. We say no to the mental illness of the left, and then we try to uplift them by educating them to be more sane, more tolerant, more open-minded, and just to participate in a society that isn't a totalitarian, conformist, obedience regime run by a bunch of left-wing cultists. So that's my message to you today. Stop supporting Democrats, period. Never vote for a Democrat again. Now, I don't know if you should always vote for a Republican. A lot of those are corrupt too. But never vote for a Democrat, period. It would be better to abstain from voting than to vote for a Democrat. Never send your kid to a liberal college. Never endorse, never support, you know, NPR. Don't subscribe to the New York Times. Don't financially support these insane leftists who are all intolerant, racist, bigoted, insane people. They are mentally ill. They need to be in psychiatric institutions. Look at Kathy Griffin. She's holding up this bloody decapitated head of President Trump. She thinks that's okay because in her world, which is the echo chamber of liberal thought, It's totally okay to openly call for the murder of people they disagree with. The reason she went public with that image and that video is because she didn't think there was anything wrong with it. Because she's been in her circle of insane left-wing cultists. And they keep hyping up and hyperventilating back and forth to each other, calling for more and more violence, more and more threats, more and more intimidation, just calling for mass killings, mass genocide. This is what they have become. And Kathy Griffin just thought, oh, this is totally normal. I'll just hold up Trump's bloody decapitated head and everybody will laugh and it'll show everybody. It's like a virtue signaling of the people on the left to become accepted and befriended by others through the expression of violent hatred and genocide against white people. It's literally a form of virtue signaling now for the left to mimic ISIS terrorists, to show a bloody head in your hand to show, yes, you killed a white person. You committed genocide. So all the people on the left should now love you and embrace you and accept you as one of their own, because hatred, tolerance, and violence is now the mantra of the insane, deranged left. And if you're not sufficiently full of hatred, then you are going to be ostracized from the totalitarian demands of the insane left. Who was the late night host? Not Jimmy Kimmel, who's a freaking moron. Another guy, I forgot. I don't watch TV, so I don't even know their names. But there was another guy, another late night host, who had Trump on. He interviewed Trump during the campaign, and he was blasted by the left for not asking enough accusatory, demeaning questions to Trump. In other words, he treated Trump like a normal human being. He was polite. He asked Trump some questions. He let Trump answer the questions. And he didn't say that you're an evil person, that you're a horrible, you know, destroyer of life or whatever. He treated Trump like a human being. And for that, he was blasted by the left. And he recently came out and said he apologizes to the Hollywood community for not treating Trump like absolute trash on his show. He should have been more aggressive, he says. He should have trashed Trump. He should have attacked him and demeaned him and slandered him, because that is now what is required by the intolerant, bigoted, racist, mentally ill left. People are apologizing for not being vile enough. They're apologizing for it. It's unreal. It's just what this culture has come to is so rooted now in intolerance and hatred on the left. There's so much bigotry, so much racism, so much violence, and now even terrorism type of activities, that this cannot stand. And frankly, we the people won't stand for it for much longer. Our tolerance of your insanity and your violence and your bigotry has just about run out. Our patience with trying to wait for you to grow up and be normal, balanced human beings who can function in society, it has just about run out. We are approaching the end of our patience for you to grow up and behave like adults. And if you, the leftists, cannot behave like adults, and you're going to continue to threaten and bully and intimidate and commit violence and call for mass executions of white people and support genocide and have no whites day on your college campuses, then you're not going to be happy with the outcome that happens once. Well, I'm not going to say too much. I'll just say that our patience is just about run out. And we're going to take our country back from you and your insanity and your mental illness. And we are not going to just stand by and let you overrun society with your foolishness, your derangement, your hatred, and your violence. You are terrorists. It involves defending ourselves against your aggression, defending ourselves, defending our nation, defending our culture, defending our borders against your insanity and your violence, your lawlessness, and your total disregard for the basic principles of human interaction and human dignity. We've just about had enough. So stay tuned to see where this goes next. You can hear more podcasts from me at healthrangerreport.com or check out my websites, newstarget.com or naturalnews.com. Both of them bring you news every morning and every evening as well. So check them out at least twice a day. Thank you for listening. Take care.
Learn more at healthrangerreport.com.
I know you have a lot of choices of where to get your superfoods and supplements, personal care products, and so on. To find all these solutions and more, just go to healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, M-A-G-A. healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, as in Make America Great Again. You'll find hundreds of solutions there that can enhance and help protect your health. Again, that's healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. At the Health Ranger Store, we are a pro-liberty, pro-life, pro-freedom, pro-America manufacturer and direct distributor. We sell direct to customers, offering extraordinary values on these products. Lab tested and verified, we test all of our products for bacteria, E. coli, salmonella, yeast and mold, heavy metals, lead, cadmium, arsenic, mercury, much more. Also glyphosate and herbicide and other pesticides and herbicides are being added to our testing procedure to make sure that we bring you safe, verified, clean supplements that you just don't get anywhere else. I mean, Amazon.com is a joke compared to us. The Wall Street Journal even did a story exposing the thousands of contaminated, illegal, banned, toxic supplements and products that Amazon sells. We wouldn't sell that because we have ethics, we have morality, we're honest, we have integrity as a manufacturer and a provider of these products. Check us out, healthrangerstore.com. Over 700 different products are available right now. High-end supplements, superfoods, personal care products, even fragrance-free products that are eco-friendly for your home, such as laundry detergent, body soap, dishwasher detergent, and many other products. You'll find just an incredible assortment at healthrangerstore.com. And most importantly, your purchases there help support our ongoing efforts to spread the message of liberty and freedom and pro-life, respecting life in all its forms, and having a nation and a world that operates with ethics and morality so that we might have a sustainable human civilization, not one that's collapsing in destitution and suffering, which is what the radical left and the communists want to bring about. So support us, and we support humanity. HealthRangerStore.com. I thank you for your support.